I'm going to pivot real quick, and we do once a year, we do something called our participation talk at the Journey. And we just kind of nestle it into things to know, and we spend about 10 minutes or so talking about what's coming up in 2018 at the Journey. My favorite part of it is that the other pastors come up and awkwardly stand next to me while I talk. So let's have that happen now. Yeah, I know. This is great. Yes. Oh, hey. So if you don't know us, this is Jackie Reitzma, and I am Michael Noel, and this is Ryan Lepro, Pastor Ryan. We finally decided on Monday, we took our vote, and Ryan got Pastor of the Year for the first time. So, yes, it's great. Jackie has won it 5 years in a row, and we set up a little octagon where we meet, and they went after it, and you won. So it was really, yeah. It went many rounds, though. I was really impressed with you, yeah. So they are going to stand here awkwardly, like I said, because they want me to just talk about this stuff, but we all want to be up here because we do all of this together. If you're not familiar with the Journey structure, we are what's called a multiple equal pastorship. And what that means is there is no senior pastor at the Journey. We do have some people who talk more up front and things like that. But that just may mean they like to get up front and talk in front of people. Doesn't necessarily mean they're more pastoral. All three of us are equal, and we make all the decisions for the Journey, including everything that we're going to talk about today. So as we continue, again, I said we do this at the end of every year, so everyone kind of knows how to help for the next year. Guests, if you are in here, you're pretty new to the Journey, you just stumbled on that one day a year we do this. But it might be a good thing, maybe to get to know what we're about. Feel free, if you don't want to stay in here, to go grab some coffee and come back in 10 minutes. That's no big deal. There is also handouts right here. Look just like this. They are in the chair right in front of you. If you want to grab that handout, that just kind of lets you know some of the things we're going to be talking about. And up on the screen, as you grab that, we just like to let you know some of the good things that are happening at the Journey. I won't go in detail on these, but these are just some of the things that we support. If you don't know, we just in the last 3 weeks went over 200,000 pounds of food saved through Dive. So that is a huge deal. Like, that is awesome. I would love, raise of hands if you've ever helped with Dive. Just yeah, cool. Yeah, nice. 200,000 pounds is a lot. What we do is we go to local supermarkets that would be throwing away food. We call it Dive after dumpster diving. And rather than dumpster dive, we get with them before they're going to throw that food away. And it's good food, not just like canned food, like cheeses and meats and produce and all that kind of stuff. And we take it to people who are in need. And so we've saved 200,000 pounds as of like 3 weeks ago. That's really exciting. We also help with the food bank, the United Methodist Food Bank. If you'd like to help with that, there's multiple people who do that, but you can talk to Ed Vaughn. We also start the Canopy program today. So I don't know if you can still sign up today, but you might be able to. We put some emails out about that. Just staying overnight to help the homeless population acclimate to finding a new home over a 90-day period. We also have Sevens that we did last night and again this Saturday, where we serve the homeless a meal. We've done tons of drives this year with diapers, formula, clothing, tutors, and food to help people in need. We had our highest numbers we've had in 2017. We also have had a clothing drive going on, midst of a Christmas drive, kids ministry, two church services, journey groups, care minister teams. There's just a lot of things the Journey does that you're a part of, and we just want you to know there's a lot of good that happens in those. So as you think about what happens at the Journey, we want you to consider three things today. The first one is, how has the Journey affected you? Maybe that's over a couple weeks, a couple years, or many years. And then the second question with that is, who else needs that? And we are looking for ways to help more people feel included in the good things that we're doing. So three words we're going to talk about today are habit, developing a habit of just giving back, being blessed to bless, to build on that, and then three, which is not a word, it's a phrase, but whatever, good things, that you think about how you can help with giving to good things. And that, number three, we're able to seize future opportunities. You see some things we have there. Our hope is that in the years ahead, we're able to add another service. If we continue to grow as we have over the last 5 years or so, we'll talk about that in a few moments. We're also hopeful to bring on another pastor or two to stand awkwardly up here with me. I think that'd be awesome. We've also talked about getting some office space for a variety of things, both for the church and for our growing compassion opportunities. And we just want to be in a financially good place to seize those opportunities. So what we do at this point is we just want to give you our budget. Here's what it looks like for next year. We have upped our budget to $17,000, which is about a 6% increase. We kind of decided what to do. We went back and forth, but we thought that kind of sounded not conservative. It was still aggressive. We'd even talked about maybe not increasing. We'll talk about why in just a moment. But we just said, you know what, there is so many good things happening, and we really see a preferred future. We also have some increased cost in spending more on stipends, as well as insurance went up, things like that. But two words that we used when we went through our budget process over the last 6 weeks was the word aggressive. We just said we just need to be more aggressive going forward, and we also need to be more hopeful. Like, we need to see good, and we need to see a preferred future and go towards that. So as we put our budget together, we thought through what would it look like if the journey kept building, like just kept building. And so we think the journey is primed for good things, like it's all ready for good things. We have great leadership, and I don't just mean us up here. We're all right leaders. Ryan's the best leader. But we have great leaders at pretty much every place at the journey. Like, there's not a place where we have a weakness. Everything's going really well leadership-wise. So everything's just kind of in place for us to do some really good things in the years ahead. And so we just want you to know what's going on and how that works. So if you look at your handout right here at the first page that says participation talk, journey participation talk, you'll see that we have these giving numbers at the top there. And you can see how we've grown each year from 2015 to 16. And you'll see there's 2017. We have $15,912 a month. So our budget for this year was $16,000 a month. So we need $17,000, a little over $17,000 to come in December. We are pretty confident. Whenever we talk like this, we always go, we bet on the journey. Like, the journey people, they will come in financially. We're not overly worried about that at all. But you can see then our hope in 2018 is to raise our budget to $17,000 a month and to seize more opportunities to do good. A big part of that is going to be that we're going to need to have about 65 givers per month versus the 60 we needed this year. So we'll show you what that looks like. A few things for you to consider, which is also sitting there on that sheet. The first one is we just like to remind ourselves and remind you that our money matters to God, how we handle it, how we think about it, some of the things that we've had to deal with in our past, maybe from our families and even the family we're in now. There's a lot of stuff that can go around with money, both shame and difficulty and fear. And we just kind of want to break free from that and realize it matters a lot how we handle it. It matters a lot to God. So you notice we just put there as a reminder about 40% of the parables of Jesus are about money. And that's the phrase we often use at the journey, which is we are blessed to be a blessing. The other thing that you'll notice is our goal is to increase our budget to seize those more opportunities. Above there we had put that the more money we have, the more help we give to others. So when we get money, we don't just like hoard that. We're looking for ways to help people. And so if you remember, we had 59 givers a month so far through 2017. I put that again. We need 65 in 2018, we think, about to meet our budget. So if you're not helping now, maybe it's something you could consider as we head into 2018. And the other thing we like to remind every year, we need a good first quarter. This year we had a fantastic first quarter, and it made life so much easier. So we need a really good first quarter, January, February, March. Sometimes people are paying off Christmas bills and all sorts of things, and we understand that. But if you could think ahead a little bit this year for January and February and then March. The other thing is that we want to remind you that your contribution matters, like it's important. We like to call ourselves a family at the journey. And so rather than it just be, you know, a bunch of separate people, we come and we are a church family. Not separate from your own family, we all have our own families, but this is your church family. And we have chores to do in this church family, and we have things that we have to be responsible for, and we have a budget to meet, and we have bills to pay. And that's just part of being a family. and your contribution matters to the family. So we appreciate it, and we want you to know that it is significant. The other thing that we want to let you know is our goal going forward is we want to match our giving to our growth. So we thought we would show you our growth the last 6 years and give you kind of some information about it. So you notice in 2012, we grew by 7% from the year before. 2013, 2%. 2014, 7%. Then we grew at a pretty astronomical rate. You kind of are always looking for anywhere from 5 to 10% growth. But in 2015, right after we started a second service, we had 16% growth. And then 2016, we had 15% growth. And then this year, we came down a little bit, probably towards the median, which was 2017. We've had 2% growth from 2016. And we're asking some questions with those numbers. The first question is, what do we do over the next 2 to 3 years if we continue to include people at this rate? So if we continue to have those kind of percentages somewhere in there, what do we need to do? And money is a part of that, so is long-range visioning, and we're doing a lot of that. Another thing I wanted to let you know is I have a friend who's a church consultant in the Denver area and actually does it in some other areas around the country. And he reviewed 30 churches in the Arvada-Westminster area. Thought I'd put his information up there just so you can kind of see what's going on in church world. One of the things that's happening in our culture, in our country, is mega churches are kind of taking over smaller churches. So a lot of smaller churches are dying, and we're just seeing the growth of mega churches, which isn't a problem in and of itself, but a lot of churches are having a hard time. So he reviewed 30 churches, and of those, 25 of them have seen no growth or have decreased or actually have died, have actually shut down. Only 5 churches of those 30 have seen any sustained growth of any kind. And when we looked at our numbers at the Journey and I said, well, we've actually had 6 years of growth, I felt like he was going to cry. He was like, seriously? 6 straight years? And I'm like, yeah, 6 straight years. Because that's just a very difficult thing to be doing in this culture. And so we're doing some really cool stuff at the Journey. Like some things are happening. And we corrected a little bit this year, but we actually see the opportunity. A lot of stuff that went on this year was just to kind of settle a lot of things, especially just where we're going leadership-wise and visioning. But there is a ton of opportunity right now for us to make a push over the next few years. So we need your help with that. And we're excited. Like, I'm just excited for 2018 and beyond. I hope you're excited. Some of the options that we try to remind you of to give is if you'd like to help, you can still do online banking. Our address is right there. The Journey at 9798 Otis Drive, Westminster, 80021. There's also automatic withdrawal cards that are out on the gold tables every single week. You just take one of those, and that is one of the greatest things because that's just something you don't have to worry about, and we can kind of count on that money coming in every month and kind of gives us some stability and helps us with consistency. And then the final thing is just PayPal. We do have a donate link on the bottom of every email we send out. We also have it under our Get Involved page, so you can see it there as well. And so just maybe some ways for you to consider how you could give and how you could support the good things that are going on here. Maybe also, number 5, consider giving every week or every month to the Journey. And the way we like to say it is just make that a sacred practice. Make it something you say, I am going to do this as a sacred practice. This is what the pastors do. All 3 of us make it a sacred practice. I've told you many times that over the years, my wife and I built up to where we give 10% of our income, the majority of that back to the Journey, but we built to do that. And that's kind of our story was like, this is going to be a sacred practice for us so that all our money doesn't come back to us, that our money goes to other things that help other people. And so we need everybody to help. And so we kind of said we need 65 givers per month. And you can notice, if everybody helped, one of the examples we gave is if everybody gave an extra $25 a month, we would easily hit our budget in 2018. We'd have no problem. So it's not even that much. We just need a little bit more help. So you can turn the page over. I won't go through this, but we try to give this most years, which is our goal, in just a way that maybe you could think practically, what would it look like for me to start somewhere? And how could I help give a little bit of money to some of the good things that are happening here? You can take this home, look it over, but we want to give everyone a starting point that is practical. So if you have any questions about any of this, you can come talk to me, you can come talk to Ryan, and you can go talk to, oh, hey, Jackie moved over so people could see. Hey, Jackie, yeah. I know, yes. So you can go talk to Jackie, any of us at any time. So I'm going to pivot one more time because we have like cute little kids that are going to come up and